climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Joining me by phone right now is Christian Briggs, and he is a political consultant. And he joins me right now to talk about some pretty credible rumors coming from Capitol Hill. And Christian, things are really heating up, aren't they?
Yeah, they sure are. And thanks for having me on your show. I really appreciate it. Yeah, so we've got some rumors flying that started in the wee hours of last night that Joe Biden has resided to the idea that he may have to go ahead and forego any kind of understanding of re-election chances, going from obviously a medical condition and medical reasons, and that they would install Kamala Harris automatically as president. And the rumors are still stronger than ever. Some scenarios, we'll call them scenarios if you will, are actually positioning Michelle Obama, Barack Obama, Gavin Newsom. And we know that there's a lot of truth to these rumors, because if you look at Daily Mail today, as well as other media outlets and publications, they've already started formulating polls and to determine who would have the best chances to win the election against Donald Trump. Michelle Obama obviously clearly comes off the top as being the number one candidate. And then there's some other follow-through polls based on other potential running mates or candidates that she might be associated with. So there's, and let's be realistic, it's not about politics at this point. Joe Biden, he's served as best he can. I mean, we're going to give credit where credit's due, if there is any credit. But at some point, we all have some limitations with medical and our health. And so I believe that he's reached that point where it's time to realize that we need to move on to somebody else.
Right. And you know what's really interesting, Christian, is Jill Biden, the first lady, in Vogue saying we are not letting 90 minutes define this presidency. And I think it's really intriguing to see how she is just digging her heels in the sand, it appears. You would think she might want to lovingly escort him off stage left and let him do it with some grace and dignity.
In a roundabout way, they kind of are doing that. They want to make sure that he looks to be positioned in a place that he's making his own credible decision, okay? There's no defense here of where he's at in sense of mental capacity or physical capacity, because it's not just mental. He has also physical limitations. And I think what they're trying to do is to say, look, you know, he is a great guy. He's still sound mind. He's still able to do these things, which we know that's not the case. We know that those are words that are not accurate based on what we saw and what we've seen for 3.5 years. The way the media and the White House and anybody within the administration, and certainly people of the same political party, have framed the story to make it sound like he's still fit to run the country. Well, he's not fit, but that's okay. Doesn't mean that he's out to just be put out and have no way back and try to help his party. Okay, I'm not a Democrat, so I'm kind of being very careful how I choose my words, because, you know, now at this point we're talking about an older fellow that has reached the climax of his conscious ability to do anything. I think we've seen Jill or Barack or any other of his handlers have to help him off stage, have to tell him what to do, where to go, how to sit, when to sit, who to look to, who to talk to, how to shake a hand. When you get to that point, we have to feel sorry for the individual, but it's time to move on. You cannot be commander in chief when you have your wife helping you off a stage because you have no ability to remember where you're at, what you're doing. And so I do believe that the rumors, and the old saying is buy on rumors, sell on news, is accurate. It's credible. Now, whether it happens today or tomorrow remains to be seen. And by whom would take that role after Kamala? The jury's still out.
Yeah, and the clock certainly is ticking, because if they're going to make this swap, the sooner the better for them, I would think. What are you hearing in terms of Michelle Obama? How would that work with the vice president? That couldn't make her very happy.
I think Kamala Harris thinks that she can run the position in a much more effective way than Joe Biden. I disagree. I do believe that her capacity is not able of mental capacity, or at least the ability of understanding of experience and or the way and the means it takes to run effectively a military, a government, and first and foremost, and then a military that right now is stretched paper thin by three fronts. You've got China, Taiwan, you've got Ukraine, Russia, you've got Israel and Lebanon, Libya going into Iran. You literally have a military that's at its lowest level since World War II, and it's now fighting on three fronts. I don't believe she has the mental capacity nor the knowledge and understanding to be able to legitimately have abreast of what that takes. So it's a short term that she would have that position. I don't believe she's qualified. And again, it's not about gender or race. It's really about the qualifications that determines the value of what you represent for the position. And we never have to compromise. We always want to put the best foot forward and the best person in a position to do the best job, because she's not doing the job for her and her family. That's a given. She's doing the job first and foremost for hundreds of millions of people and possibly billions by trying to minimize conflict, or at least run this thing in a capacity, or any person when you look at a global level.
Right. And what's really interesting to me is that we are hearing more about Michelle Obama, and the polls are kind of backing that up. Yet she doesn't have an awful lot of political experience. So is it a situation where she might be the face, and yet former President Barack Obama might be really running the show?
Oh, Barack Obama has been very integrated into this administration. If you look at the cognizance of Joe Biden last week, do you really think he's running the show?
No.
Let's be realistic here. Okay, we're grown people. We've seen a lot. And let's talk real. Okay, it's not a party. It's not an agenda. It's an individual. And Joe Biden doesn't have the mental capacity to drive a car. Literally drive a car. He can't ride a bike. He has trouble walking up steps. Somebody's running the country, and it sure is not him. Is it Barack Obama? I think he's an integrated part of decision making with other members of the administration, current and past. And because of that, they have an ideology that they're going to stick with, and that ideology is what is made of the Democratic Party, which is more communism than capitalism. It's more government than it is people. It's more limited wealth than what we've ever seen before. So that agenda, ideology, and the way of thinking the Democrats have built a platform on, and pretty much an entire base, is subject now to asking the question, who's going to be president? Is it going to be Kamala Harris? Right now, that appears to be what they're discussing and what they're contemplating. And then point 2.0 is the next step, who would be the nominee? Because if Joe Biden resigns, that opens up the nomination clear and free for the delegates then to push those delegates and assign those to somebody with who they think can win. And two, it would be a lot easier if Joe Biden resigns.
Yes, you're exactly right. It would make the whole process go a lot smoother if President Biden did resign. Plus, I believe that would allow him to exit with more dignity. We'll continue the conversation with Christian Briggs right after this quick break. And don't forget to enter our triple treat. Yep, three incredible giveaways. Just text me the magic words to 208-522-5900. That's Kenny, Lagoon, and Baseball. We'll be back.